And yes, the big downtown dig continues outside of our studios here in downtown Kincardine. And it's time to get an update. We've got Darren Alexander. He is a senior engineer at BM Ross. They've been doing the project management and the contract with everything that's been happening as part of the downtown dig. Darren's on the phone. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How about you?
Very good, thanks.
Well, let's get an update on how things are going outside of our studios. The building's been rumbling. It hasn't been that bad, though. Nothing's fallen off the wall. I know that they've been doing some really, really big work, some big, deep work this week. About 18 feet down, I believe, is how deep they've been working. As they've been putting in, is it a sanitation line that's been going in this week?
Yeah, so currently they're working on the mainline sanitary sewer. So that will continue for a few more days this week. And then hopefully they might be starting in on the water main towards the end of this week.
All right. So work is progressing, as they say. What's kind of the next steps then, the next immediate steps that we'll be seeing downtown?
So the next steps, so next week, you know, they're going to be continuing on with this the water main installation. And they're going to start into some sanitary services along the east side. So that's going to be starting next week. So they want to, just the way that the infrastructure is, that they want to put in the sanitary services before they start working on the storm sewers. So that'll be next week, kind of like for the balance of May. So towards the middle, end of May, we might be seeing a second crew arriving on site. So then we'll have two crews working and focusing mostly on this phase one of the project. And they'll continue doing the main line storm sewers, and then they'll finish up with all the services, sanitary and water services and storm services into the building. So that's going to be when there's going to be some impacts to the pedestrian pathway that's between the fence and the building. So there'll be a little bit of inconvenience for shoppers in when that happens.
And of course, as we get those updates, as we learn about them, we'll update all of our listeners to let them know as those changes are coming. Here's one question I wanted to ask you, Darren, about the downtown project. Being the proximity to the beach, obviously sand factors in into the digging. It's not just dirt that's going to be under that street. So how does that factor in? Is that a good thing or a bad thing when you're dealing with construction like this?
Well, that's a double-edged sword. So the sand is really good quality there on Queen Street. So, you know, we had some geotechnical investigations done, and the geotechnical consultants said that sand was of good quality, and we can just reuse it in the trenches. So that's a great bonus and savings for the community, being able to reuse that sand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the double edge being, you know, with sand, the excavation ends up being quite wide at the top because the sand kind of slumps down pretty easily. So, you know, they use trench boxes and different construction techniques to, you know, try and minimize the amount of sand they have to move.
All right. And I think some of those trench boxes have been going in this week. I think Roland has noticed from the newsroom that they've been putting that in so that the workers can safely navigate as they're working in those big holes that are downtown.
Exactly. Safety first. Yes, we want to make sure that everybody's safe while they're doing this work, and, you know, safe for the pedestrians. You know, they have that safety fence up, so, you know, please stay on the pedestrian side of the fences. And you know, there are gates for the construction vehicles to gain access to the construction site. So pedestrians, you know, please don't go wandering into our construction site. We want to keep everybody safe.
That's right. Stay on the right side of the gate for sure. but speaking of the safety and coming down, I know Roland and I, we quite enjoy the entertainment that has been happening outside our front window. Obviously, kids are going to enjoy seeing the big machines that are down there too. So is it cool, like, if kids come and stand at a distance with their parents and watch things, or how would you like that to be handled as we get into the busy tourist season?
Well, you know, kids, adults, everybody, you know, please stay on the correct side of the safety fence. But yeah, come on down and watch. It is entertaining for children to watch the work happening. I think there are there's some seats available down by the library. You know, that's a good place mm-hmm. to sit down and have a little drink and watch the workers toil in the trenches.
All right. Darren Alexander, he's a senior engineer with BM Ross. They've got the project management and are doing the contract for the downtown dig. I do have more questions, but we are unfortunately running out of time, so we're just going to have you on again at some point as we continue to get updates and as this project continues to roll on. But things seem to be going really well, Darren, and we appreciate you coming on to give us an update this morning.
Well, thank you very much for having me.